Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This week, I get turkey teeth. Kinda. I tried to get a guy kicked off a fucking plane. Wow, I didn't mean swear during that, but we're doing that one. And I dump a bag of money. So...
Whoa.
Let's strap down.
Wait, we actually did a couple of stuff.
What about you, Tom, much, like earlier?
Kind of feel it was this time, but, you know, why? What did you do?
I hit a tree.
Right. Oh, that was
and,
quite funny.
I convinced a guy to do a hit and run.
See, we also had a part in this, believe it or not.
Yeah, you did actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird, because this is the beginning, and obviously we're recording this.
Yeah, and you're still making it about
the whole
you.
Thing. And I didn't realise that technically you convinced a guy to do a hit and run.
Oh my
which
God,
is
you did.
Like, that's like crazy.
We didn't even
acknowledge
that.
Wasn't that realization wasn't in when we recorded this, but obviously this is before.
Also, you're divorced twice.
Yeah, I did. That was a whole thing. Do I ever have told you about this before?
No,
I feel like we would have known.
Oh, right. As well.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
Are you a very divorceable person?
I think I must be, yeah.
I thought it was only once. I know this is
no,
the intro,
twice.
But I really want to know.
You'll have to find out. Well, tell you what, I'll tell you the story next time. Yeah, okay. That's what we'll do.
We'll make it more about you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, do I do the let's strap down, strap in?
Yeah,
it's been
I
so fucking long. It's been so long. So, let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this. I don't know why I said it like that. Just start the show.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
I don't know about the pigs and blankets, but we bought, it was Phil's birthday recently, and
yes.
So we bought him a pocket pussy.
A what?
I don't know how to comment that.
What, like a fleshlight?
Yeah, with lube and everything.
Wow.
And the funniest thing was, it arrived, and it because he got this package, and he was just like, oh, well, I didn't order something from Amazon. And he was like, oh, it must be, you know, his daughter that ordered something from Amazon. So his daughter opened it up. I mean, don't worry, she's an adult, but still.
Oh, no. How old is she? I mean, she's an adult.
But surely it would be her in her name, no?
No. 34 she is.
But what, just
but
thought
still,
it was for
but
her?
But still, honestly worth it. Absolutely worth it, 100%.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
love it.
I mean,
it.
Have you at least tested it out? Let's be honest.
No, he hasn't. We keep asking him. We ask him every night if he tried it out yet. No, he hasn't. Fucking disgraceful. I mean, it's just rude. He sends someone something a gift with thought and don't even use it. I mean, it's just, he's sat on his desk just gathering dust.
I knew an old lady that got a gift of a dildo because she was reading Mr. Graves like books. And my friend gave her a dildo in a box as like a fake one. And then she went, oh, it was really great. Thanks for that. She's like 80 odd year old woman. I was like, it was just a joke present, but okay.
I mean, just a joke present, but let's be honest, at that age, she doesn't give a fuck. She's going to Pound Town. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because
she loved it. You know. I've never used one of them before. I was like, stop telling me about it. I was like 16 at the time. I was like, this is not news I need to know. There you go.
Well, old lady, like, blasts her pussy with a dildo. So anyways.
What else did you have? You any other stories, Tom? Were you anywhere foreign that you would like to talk about?
Oh, are we just diving into it? Should we do like actual intro and like actually introduce us? Because it feels like I need to. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, people have probably forgotten who we are.
I mean, yeah. Are you like naming us our real names or what we've put underneath our names?
Well, I can put the titles, which I'm assuming are going to show up in the video. But hello, I am Tom. Failed YouTuber and host of or one of the hosts of this podcast.
Did you fail though, or did you just give up? I don't think failed.
I think, you know, let's be honest, it's semantics at this point. I
to be honest,
up.
I don't think you would have failed. I think you'd have been like up there.
Yeah,
like you were like Top Gear kind of entertainment.
You're
but you know, attention span. So
maybe we should do like a Top Gear version.
Yeah.
Podcast truckers.
No. We've also got Chloe. Hello, Chloe, by the way.
Hello. I miss Awesome.
Miss
thank
Awesome.
You very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And David's the Irish one. So, yeah.
Irish/American.
Yeah.
You're definitely American now.
Are you wanting to, like, list yourself as American at this point?
Given, I don't think so. My passport is still Irish and all that. You know what I mean? But
you had a popsicle earlier. You called it a popsicle.
That's because I've been living in America.
But then you also called it something else before that.
An ice pop. In Ireland, we call them ice pops.
That's still American. I'm sure of it.
Just another trucking podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. What? Is that too much energy?
Wait, no, hold on. Is that the...
That's the energy I normally bring.
Oh, I am so sorry. I thought you were doing the first part of the video.
This is how long since we've actually done a real life intro, is it not?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Okay.
Then we don't even know how to do it.
Go ahead.
So I can continue.
No, just, yeah. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. Okay, actually, can we do a clap?
What? This is still the intro.
No, it's not. It's not.
It
I'm
is.
Dude.
That's getting all bleeped. I'm not doing another intro. We'll do the clap. But this
is it. Haven't done an intro.
I started it. Yeah, well, go on. Let's do the clap.
3, 2, 1.
Nailed it. Best intro ever.
I've already done the intro.
Dude, you
fucking bastard.
Not a hope.
I've done the intro.
Stop right now.
I've done the intro, David. I've done the intro.
Unless you say, okay, I'm going to push it. I'm going to push the button. I'm going to push the button. Because I can just, as soon as you start there, I don't have to figure out exactly where it needs to start.
That's so fucking boring.
That was the best intro ever.
It was going to be a really good intro. And
you said
honestly,
you were going to do another one.
No, I didn't. I said we're rolling. I said we're rolling. And then you started saying the word
cunt. As
soon
as we started, because you ended up screwing up, you touched the microphone. It all ended up, I don't even know where you ended up going and leaving and all that stuff.
Sorry.
Right.
So,
go on, do
so
it again.
We're doing it again.
That's an outtake.
Like,
that's a.
I feel like that was
Brucey
that one was going to be. That was the one to do. But right.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell.
We're nailing this. We're so good.
Good. We're good because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. This is the energy I'm bringing for this one here because I did one. I've already done two takes of this. Well, I'll take this one. The one other one was like far, far better, but we're going
you
with this one.
You said you were
going
to do another one.
No, I didn't. I said,
as
and
soon
then
as,
you started saying the
because
word cunt
you touched
repeatedly,
the microphone,
which has to get
you
bleeped
end up
out.
Record
no,
again.
I liked the other one. The other one was better. It was. I felt more at home with the other intro. I don't feel as home with this one. Like, I feel like I've had to move to a new intro, and it's just not as good. It's like not as green as the other intro.
You're such a drama queen.
Okay.
Fucking get on with
it. I'm Tom, failed YouTuber. Hello. We've also got Chloe. Miss
what makes
awesome.
You a failed YouTuber?
Thank
though?
You.
The fact that I gave up, and we've also got David as well, the Irish one. And we're saying Irish
guy.
Well, He's the Irish guy.
Irish guy. He's not A1.
He doesn't want to associate with anything in America at the moment because it's all gone fucking crazy.
It is, isn't it?
It's real bad right now.
Is like, it really? I'm not paying attention
too much to the politics.
How the fuck have you not... See, this is the thing.
I didn't even know there's astronauts stuck in space. When's that happened?
For months.
I didn't even know about that.
How do you know? Oh, God, this is news to me.
I found out today. News to me.
Are you telling me you have not heard anything about Donald Trump?
I try to avoid everything. The thing is... It's so shit, I don't want to know.
Oh, my God, it really
is. If I'm honest, I'd rather be blind.
The thing is... One of the things that we toyed with was like not getting political on this. But like the thing is with Donald Trump, it's not even politics anymore. It's not even like, it's just insane. I mean, when Canada comes out swinging, something has gone wrong.
What have I missed then? What's happened?
I don't even know where to begin.
I don't know about it.
Right. Where do I even start with what he's done?
All right. To sum up, are we about to go into war?
He's declared a trade war with his closest ally, and Canada, the closest ally to America.
How do you have a trade war then? What do you do with that?
Basically, you do.
You just fling food at each other.
No,
like explosion bombs. Boom! Bread.
Yeah, could you imagine? Basically, it's something called a tariff, where basically. They charge more. So if you buy like a phone from, I don't know, so say for instance, like England made a phone and you bought that phone and it got imported in and it cost like $100. Right. Because of the tariff, it would be like $125. So they're basically charging like more for it. And then that way, the theory is if America made one, that was like $110. And now with the tariff, it's $125. You will, in theory, buy American in a very simplistic world. But the thing is, the world is like not simple. And it's like, you know, complicated. And there's whole things. But because they've put that tariff on there, Canada's put tariffs on. And then they did it to China. And then I think he then put more tariffs on the tariffs. Because people love tariffs right now.
And then
now.
Went back again. Can I suggest, I'm willing to bet that if I ask Chloe right now what a tariff is, I don't think she's going to understand.
I don't
know. It's a phone bill.
What'd you say? I didn't hear that.
Isn't it? It's a phone thing. It's a phone bill. Tariff.
I think I might have explained this wrong. It's not
Same
a phone
sort of thing.
Bill. No.
Okay,
right.
Tariffs
on phone.
So,
yeah, but it's
okay,
a bill.
A tariff.
It's a bill. It's a charge of sorts.
It's basically an import tax. All right. So
I did say tax earlier. I'm just pointing that out.
Right. Okay.
Has put, let's say, 25% tariff on all the goods coming from Canada into America. Now, basically, when they're the people who are the Canadians who are putting the product in, they're not getting charged. All right. It's the person receiving it are getting charged. So the company who's actually receiving the product, they have to pay that 25%. Tariff, not the Canadians. So basically, it means that we have to, as a consumer, whatever, right? We're going to make up the difference. So we're actually going, everything that is coming out of the USA, basically, like from Canada or from China or from Mexico, we are actually going to be paying more for it. So basically, the reason why they're doing that in the first place, David,
we've lost her, mate. We've lost her. We've completely lost her. I feel like she's just glossed over on this one here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I appreciate it, David.
I don't think this is gonna work.
But
right.
in like the word of like watching a movie, are we gonna die at the end of it?
It's possible.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Basically, right. Tariff bad. Yeah. There you go. It's as simple as that. But there was all sorts of things. He's declaring, he's like starting fights with people. He's currently siding with Putin for some bizarre reason because, you know, let's fucking get in bed with Russia. It's craziness. It's absolute fucking craziness at the moment.
Okay. I feel like we're losing people though. That there's some patrons getting a bit bored here.
But yeah, it's only Timo. He's fine. Fuck him.
Someone else's.
No, he's fine. But yeah, basically America's crazy at the moment, so I think that's what we've learned.
Okay, all right.
And Elon Musk has lost like $200 million dollars.
So I will say this is great.
He's like a millionaire.
Oh no! Like the Tesla thing is great news for me, because basically, I fucking hate Tesla drivers.
So what, he's lost loads of money.
So basically,
well, he's still the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
it's all the money he made in taxes from December on, whatever, basically he has gone back. So it's just that this whole Trump thing that he's doing, because he basically took over the government. Elon did in a lot of ways, and he's firing a ton of people because he's trying to save the country money by stuff that they're not paying him. They don't want to have it wasteful spending, basically.
He names the department after a meme, after Doge, which is a dog meme. It's so stupid. But basically, people are getting pissed off, and they've stopped. I know it is wild. The current what's going on. And then,
I mean, I'm quite glad.
So basically, now Tesla's going down the drain, and hopefully, it'll mean there's less Teslas on the road.
But they're still one of the richest company in the world too. At the same time,
yeah. But hopefully, it'll go horribly wrong. Yeah.
But
right, okay. So we're all screwed. Basically, is what you're summing up.
It's possible. Yeah. It's very, very possible.
Excellent.
But like, I don't
wish I hadn't lost. I'm definitely not watching the news now.
It'd be interesting to see what's going to happen with the UK with all of this. Because I do wonder, does this mean that we're going to start buddying up with Canada more? And actually start having...
Canada. They got bears.
I mean...
an army of bears.
I mean, yeah, I'm down for that. I mean, to be honest with you, I like Canada, and I'm down for, having it so that, stuff goes
they
kind
could
of
fit us
the
there.
Only
they
thing
could
is
fit us there.
The only thing is I don't like maple syrup.
You don't have to have it.
Oh, it's not great.
But you don't
why
have
don't you
to
like
have
maple
it.
Syrup?
I don't know. It's just not great.
David is right, you don't have to touch it, but still, why?
I don't know. We tried it with pancakes.
Goodness.
It's very expensive.
So the only thing is I don't know. Because it said it was maple syrup. I got maple syrup and pancakes at this place, but I don't know if it's proper.
Was it maple syrup, though?
Well, I don't know. It said it was maple syrup on the thing.
Was it, like, watery?
Kind of, yeah. A bit watery, yeah. It wasn't like syrup when you have syrup and pancakes.
That might be maple syrup, then.
Is maple syrup quite watery?
It is quite watery, yeah.
It's a little watery than... definitely watery than golden syrup.
Yeah,
golden
syrup's quite thick, isn't it?
I mean, the other thing as well is like they have chips, cheese, and gravy.
Chips, cheese, and gravy.
Yes, they do.
But they call it poutine, and they're like, oh, it's a traditional. Yeah. It's like no, it's not. It's chips, cheese, and gravy, mate. Don't you know?
We do chips, cheese, and gravy.
Wait, is that like a thing that you guys have that down there? Because,
do you not get that from the fish and chip shops?
Well, yes, but in between the country, it's like if you go to like London and place like that, they don't do chips, cheese, and gravy. It's like a kind of they look
Why
at it.
Not?
It goes.
Gravy's amazing. What about curry sauce? Curry sauce as well.
Well, no, but basically, if you get south of Preston, it goes curry sauce, different places, like curry sauce in Wales has got raisins in it.
Yeah, I've had that before, and I don't know where I've had it, but I don't. I'm
and
not
it's
a big fan.
Really weird. I don't know why. Why would you put raisins? But then
is that like
some people must like
chicken,
it.
Kel
loves
it.
They like
have raisins.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Fan of raisins.
Do you like the curry sauce with the raisins in it? Oh, she does. Yeah, she's like nodding furiously. Yeah. I don't really know any other like. What else do they have in Canada for like exports? Like moose? Do they eat moose? Is that a thing?
Whiskey.
But we've got fucking Scotland. It's just over the border.
Maple
syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't like maple syrup. It was shite.
Hockey?
I don't know what else they do. Snow.
They're going to export snow to us. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if we're going to start exporting and importing from Canada, they're going to have to come up with some better stuff to export because, I don't know.
I like steel and wool. It's not wool. Wood.
I was going to say, where, like, Cumbria's got a lot of wool.
Yeah, I think a lot of timber. Definitely, I think a lot of steel comes from there as well.
That's not as interesting. Yeah, I don't really care about that. I want to know what delicious foods they can bring us. Basically, yeah. What I want is like an international Just Eat. That's essentially it. Or Deliveroo.
I reckon they got some good stuff. I'd be willing to try it. If I had to move there, I'd definitely make it.
Why is it that we always seem to get onto food at some point? Right.
I'm not at dinner yet.
should we talk about why we've been off air for so long?
Has it been that long?
It's been a while. But basically, it's my fault. That's what's happened. So there you go.
Okay.
Right, move on. No. So
why was it your fault, Tom?
So we went to Turkey, but we went for a specific reason. And so I talked to Kel about this. Like, we weren't sure, like, should we talk about this and should we talk about what? But basically, Kel went to go and get what's it called again? Gastric sleeve. That's what she went to go and get. So we actually went out there because we've been trying with the NHS for fucking ages to get this and to no avail. So eventually we paid for it ourselves and went out to Turkey to go and get this done. But I will say, this is just a little tidbit. I also managed to go to the dentist because like I had a few teeth that was like, yeah. And here, this is a whole like set, like kind of like tangent bit. I called Bupa up, and this is one of the only places I could actually get in.
Sorry, you what?
Bupa.
It's like a health
private,
insurance
like
over
a
here,
private,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Private.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
it's not cheap.
For a crown and for a root canal, it was going to cost £900 fucking pounds for one tooth.
Oh, wow.
For one fucking tooth, which is just ridiculous. And out there, I managed to get three done for 450 quid.
Wow.
And like, were they licensed? Yeah, it was honestly, it was unbelievable, this place. It was like this, like, I don't know, it was like fancy as anything. The only thing I didn't like about it was, so they had like all, like, it was like kind of, I don't know, it was really, really fancy, but all of like the areas that you go into all had like glass fronts so you could see everyone in the chairs getting their teeth done.
Fill in the chat. And it was a kebab house.
I didn't. They did do kebabs at the front as well. But and it was, I don't know, it was all right. Like, it was one of them things where it was the fucking dentist, you know, it was what it was. But fuck me, so, so much cheaper. Like, to get all of my teeth done, it's going to cost like £4,000, which sounds like a lot, but when you think that one tooth is going to cost 900, it's
a lot
insane.
Of money.
It's
so cheaper to go out there and get it done.
But the problem is, you can't get on the NHS. If you're not already on the NHS with a dentist, are you with an NHS dentist, Chloe?
Nope. I can't get on it. Can't even get Logan on it still.
Yeah. It's like they're talking about sorting out like the NHS and all this sort of thing, but the dentists, they need to sort out. Like, it is so, so fucking bad. I will be curious, actually, in the chat, let me know if you're actually with an NHS dentist or not, or if you're having to like wait for stuff, because I'm curious. So there's one immediately, not. It's so hard to get on there. Like, I was with an NHS dentist, but you had to keep going back in every like 6 weeks or something.
It was really
stupid. And I was tramping.
Every 6 months normally, isn't it?
Well, I was tramping. How the fuck am I supposed to be doing this? I mean, maybe it was like, it was stupid. But it was, again, it was just so they kind of making as much money as possible. It was weeks. It wasn't. It might have been like 12 weeks or something like that, or I don't know. But either way, it was so bad. Like, how much if you used to go to the dentist in America, like how much did it cost out there?
For me personally, it's pretty cheap because of my wife has pretty really good dental insurance.
My wife.
And for if not, then yeah, we're looking at around the same. But I think a root canal is what you said you got, or crown?
Mm.
Yeah, that's around $1,600 for one tooth. But it's only like $400.
Is it for your insurance though? I take
it's only around $400 per tooth. with insurance for the crown. That's like, that's a pretty big deal. You know what I mean? That's not like a filling. You know, and a filling is like $40. You know, but crowns are a completely different story because that's actually you know.
I'll be honest with you. It's really shit what they do now with all of this. I think the dentists have now just got like out of control.
Well, I have to pay for Logan because I still can't get him on the NHS list.
So how much does it cost? Like, if you don't mind me asking, like how much does it cost last time?
As you know, he's had bad teeth anyway. Yeah. So they've just been watching him. But every time I go there, I've got to pay for it.
So.
But they are putting him forward to the hospital thing, which I'm waiting for them to call me back to have them all removed. They've done it nicely for me. Well, other than the fact Logan doesn't like him going anywhere near his face, but that's how I'm doing it at the moment.
So, Freddie, my youngest, and I didn't even know this was a thing. He has another set of teeth.
Oh wow, he's one of those.
Have you heard of this before?
Too many. Yeah.
Yeah. I was unaware that this was a thing. And again, it's thankfully he's on NHS and he can get it all done. But it's just crazy. Because like the thing is, it's one of these things. Like I didn't realize, but like your teeth are one of them things that actually can, like, when you're older, if you've not got your teeth sorted, they're one of the things that can kill you because you get an infection on it, and you get an infection when you're older.
You get sepsis.
Well, that's it. Yep, you die. And that's it. And I didn't realise how serious it actually was.
I know. I've got some bad ones back here, but I just ignore it because I can't afford it.
Well, this is it. And like, so I had this fang here was just, it was just like a temporary one, which I couldn't get done for ages. This one here, which I'll be honest with you, was like actually starting to kind of affect my
just
confidence
to clarify,
a little bit.
He's pointing at his top.
Oh shit! Two. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. Like, those people. Like, this is like my main front one.
Yeah,
I don't really know what's in the fang as well. But basically, like that one's actually starting to affect my confidence a little bit. I was actually starting to kind of, I've struggled with it. But again, it's because it was one of them ones where it was like front and center. I couldn't just go.
Yeah,
like,
right
you have to get
way.
It done properly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like a. I mean, how the fuck are you supposed to afford that? Like if you're needing like more than one tooth done, how are you supposed to be able to go out and actually get the money for this? Like, because that's
if you have an emergency.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Emergency money,
you knock
David.
A tooth out.
I haven't even got any of that.
You know what I mean?
Well, just like emergency care. If you like get twatted by something, you'd get emergency care.
And
but you'd still
you have to pay out the
dentist after. Well,
like what they would
depends.
Do is they would put something like they'd do a temporary filling over it, but then that'd be about it.
Yeah, you'd have to go and actually get it.
Like
sorted.
It's like a like this one here. I had like I went out and I got some like I got them to like basically just. I don't know, like kill it off and then like just put like a simple like filling over the top of it. But then the filling came out because obviously they only last so long. And then I was now left in this position where like, what do I do with it? Like, because I've now got multiple, like I've got some back on my like further back where am I kind of like my old chewing zone or such. Is that what they're called? I don't know. We're probably back not.
The technical term is correct. You know, the chewing teeth.
Is it actually? Wait. For real?
Yeah.
What is your chewing teeth?
Oh, you mentioned
Chloe's
me,
there.
Yeah.
The molars.
It's molars.
Yeah. Molars. I genuinely thought for a second. I thought I'd nailed it.
I feel like I could convince you guys of anything.
Honestly, you really could. That's not even a joke, mate. You genuinely, genuinely could. But like, again, so they need to get sorted. And obviously, we'll go out. But like, it's cheaper to drive down to Manchester, get a fucking flight to another country, get a hotel, and what the fuck?
My brother's girlfriend's Portuguese, and it's cheaper for her to go home and get a dentist.
It's just insane.
It's like half, like more than half price. It's like couple of hundred quid by the time she gets a flight, gets her teeth done, filling, whatever she needs, comes back home. She's on holiday as well.
Yeah.
I'll go with her next time.
Right, it's fucking, it's just crazy. Like,
anyway, but, so you missed all these bloody podcasts just because of the bloody dentist.
Well, no. So there was the other side to it, which was Kale and why we went out there, which is the original actual reason we went out there.
Stuck on the teeth for a minute,
so the teeth thing was something that we were like, oh, well, while we're out there, I can get these things done because, you know, it's only like a few
How far of an appointment did you have to make it? Like, did you have to make it months in advance or like just a week?
Well,
did
we
just
did,
wing it and
but,
go, oh,
but
that
really,
looks like a nice one.
Well, no. So the company that we went with for Kale's thing, they also arranged it as well. But really, we could have given them like a week's notice. I mean, I went in there with what I went in there was only supposed to be like a day, and it was over a course of like 3 or 4 days, and they just put me in, and that was that, and got me got me all sorted. Like I've got like some zirconia teeth, but anyways, so. Turkey, because this fucking trip was hell on earth.
Well, yeah, I had to go to a dentist. It's never great.
Fuck no, but traveling there, because I knew it was going to be bad. We went down there, and this plane that we got, it was something like, I can't remember what the fucking company was, but we hadn't heard of it before. We knew it was going to be one of them ones where not great. And so we got these chairs. At the front, and you know, we're bigger couples, and like I try and sit in this fucking seat, it's just not, you can't fucking, like, these seats that we got, and this is the extra fucking leg room.
The roof?
No, like, but like it's like these kind of bucket seat things, and fucking you can't sit down in the bastard thing. Anyways, there was this whole fucking ordeal where we had to, like, change seats and we had to move with someone else. This guy got fucking irate with us. Like, Kale's there, like, this is, like, awful. Like, fucking awful. And I'm, like, I'm trying to kind of keep the calm. This one guy was a fucking dickhead and I snapped at him. There was a point where I was like, I thought I might antagonize this guy to try and hit me, and then he gets kicked off the flight. I was like really quite angry about it. Well, no, because if he hit me, I could just say, oh, he hit me, he has to go now, bye prick. It was like a fucking angry. So
right,
we got
started
there.
Out well then.
It started out well, so we're already stressed by this point and we've traveled quite a bit. There was the other thing where as we were down there, there was this sudden realization, because we go to Cyprus quite a bit, and I just thought, you know what, I'll just double check and make sure Google Pay works out there. And then we realized Google Pay doesn't work in Turkey at all. We have
no cards.
So you didn't
plan getting money out?
Because we're so used to going to Cyprus. Cyprus, you just use Google Pay.
You
we don't
still
get
have
any
to plan what you get. You don't just go to a foreign country and get Airbnb, right?
I'll be honest with you, because we've gone to Cyprus so many times and we're basically going abroad with it, we're just so used to just using Google Pay. It didn't occur to us anyways. So we had to borrow a friend's, because we're thankfully, Kill has like friends down that way. We had to borrow someone's cards to go out there. And there was fucking, we had to get money out, because the people then said at some point, they said, yeah, but there's going to be like a 10% charge if you use card. Well, the fucking thing's like $3,000. So it means like spending an extra £300 because you're using card. So I had to try and work out how
didn't
we were supposed to get
front?
Cash out. No, because it was one of them ones where you got put.
Get put forward to it and then you pay
we
it.
We got
as you
led
go.
Down to the basement of the thing. And I'll come back to this part because this
the
is a
basement.
Fucking another story. There is so much on this fucking trip, which was just crazy. Anyways, right. The airport, we land, and we have to go and get this car because we've leased a car for the week, so I can get down there, get round, we can go out and do a few other things, go to the shops if we need to. And it is fucking pitch black. It is midnight in Turkey, and we finally managed to get this car, managed to get out, and I think I may have got fleeced with insurance because we paid for insurance twice. It was a whole thing. And so I set off outside this thing, and like we're just in this big open area. I'm like, what the fuck? Just come out of the car park, and I'm slowly driving. Like, where the fuck is the road? Then realise I'm in the middle of a roundabout. And I'm like, oh, what? Fuck. So I'm like, eventually I find out where the road is. We kind of come round. We're on this motorway-ish section bit. And there's just dogs just wandering around on the road. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is, you know, this is a whole thing. And I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to kind of remain calm. And we get to this just stacked up traffic. And I'm looking at it and we kind of stop. And we're like, okay, what's this? And the next thing, people are running past the car down towards the thing. And then there's groups of people walking up. People are getting out of cars. And I'm like, just go ahead and lock that. That's great. We'll go ahead and put that on there. And we're just sat there. They're like, what the fuck is going on? Eventually, an ambulance turns up. Turns out there's been three people. One person stopped. One person's gone into the back of them. Another person's got into the back of them. And, you know, a regular kind of crash that ends up with someone getting pulled out of the car and having the snot beaten out of them. We managed to get round the side of this, and this person's just being fucking pummeled. We're like, yeah, we'll go
ahead. Did you not stop this?
I'm in a country. I don't speak a lick of the language. I don't even know how to say hello in Turkish. So I'm not getting out and trying to break up a fucking fight. I'm
so
getting
you're just waving,
shanked.
Like, hi.
No. I'm like, driving past. I'm not even doing that. I'm just like, fuck this shit. I am gone. Kaelin checks her phone, and it says the hotel said, "How long are you going to be? We're waiting for you." This message being at 8 o'clock, so 4 hours earlier, and we're like, oh no, are we going to be able to get to the hotel? So the fucking stress levels are fucking rising. And then I noticed the fuel is getting low on it because obviously they're not giving us any fuel. So I have to stop at a petrol station. This guy comes over to me and I'm trying to use Google Translate to try and get him to try and understand. And where, like, I'm trying to explain, I want half a tank. Just give me half a tank. I don't know what litre fucking tank this is. And, oh, fuck. So my stress levels are through the roof. It takes us like 20 minutes to get down to the fact of like, I want 20 litres. Just put 20 litres of fuel in it. Just fucking send the... Eventually, we fucking managed to get to this place. And it's just like, it says there's parking there. It's not. It's like this crazy ass street parking where someone comes out and moves a sign. It's like a whole fucking thing. We managed to get settled, and then with the operation, we get there, and this place is just bizarre. Like, it's not it's I can't even explain this hotel, a hospital, because it's like it was like a hotel in some bits, but also not, and like it was a hotel that was converted
into a hospital.
I don't know. That's genuinely what I think it might have been. But so because obviously Kale's having this operation, she won't be able to eat, but I can. And so we've signed up for me to get meals for every single one. And these meals were not like something I would eat. Like, there was the breakfast.
Hospital meals.
Oh, no. 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 Hospital food's like, you know, this is edible.
Hospital food's all right.
I know, but this is not. So the breakfast was some olives, two weird pieces of cheese, which tasted wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Summit green, which I don't really know what it was.
Veg.
Some kind of veg, but I don't know what it was. And some other little bits. Oh, a cold hard-boiled egg. And she brought me this breakfast every single day, and we told them I'm not going to eat this. And she kept bringing it to me. She kept bringing me all these different wacky meals, some of which, one was just purple, like a vivid purple. Don't know what that meal was. This woman, now bearing in mind, I've been divorced.
Have you? You've never said that.
I've been divorced twice, and I've dealt with...
Twice?
Twice?
Oh, yeah. We didn't know about that. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Anyways, I've dealt with some very angry women in my life. Like I say, I've...
Obviously,
like,
if you've been divorced twice,
well, exactly,
Jesus.
I need you to understand when I say this, I've never had a woman hate me as much as that woman did. There was a day...
The poor lady that was bringing me food, and then took it back. Shit. It's horrible. Don't cook for me ever again.
She loathed me. She loathed me.
I'm not surprised.
Unlike any woman has ever loathed me before. I thought one day...
Did she speak English?
She did not, but I thought she was going to drop kick me one day. There was one day where, so she didn't come in angrily, I had to put the food down the toilet and make it look like I'd eaten it because I couldn't deal with her looking at me like that.
And then you climbed up the toilet and then she had to go fix it.
Oh, fuck. Could you imagine that happening?
Why is this asparagus in it?
Oh, fuck. There was like maybe two meals I ate out of that. There was some just wacky... I mean, I didn't even know what meat it was. Like, there was meat in there. I don't know what that fucking is. Oh, fuck. It was like a thing. It was like a whole thing. And then... Obviously, Kale with the surgery, she's just in agony with it. Like, it's I don't know if you like. Have you ever had like keyhole surgery before? Either of you?
No, I've never had surgery.
So
ever?
Do you know how that works?
Well, you like, open a little keyhole and put a lock in it.
Well, it's not like that.
No, it's
basically
not. I know it's not.
In.
You put a little thing in it.
Yeah. So little things like that.
Yeah.
Do you know that they blow you up like a balloon?
Nope. No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they blow you up, put air inside you, so they can fuck around inside you. That's how that works.
Is that just for certain types of surgery?
Well, I don't know, but it was for this one here. And this was not explained to us. In fact, there was a bunch of shit that... Because obviously you're dealing with salespeople. I do feel like they may be... overselling it, and they don't want to give you the shit stuff. They don't want to explain how bad these things are. And so there was like.
Yeah,
but
you're going
in
for surgery. You know it's going to be bad.
Oh, but like,
you weren't awake for it though. She wasn't awake for it.
She wasn't. But like she came around quite quickly, and like she was downstairs. Whereas I was kind of wanting her with me when she woke up. I'll be honest with you. In my head, there was that. I did think there was in my head. You know when like you know Charlie bit my finger. That kind of like he came round or like it's because that was
yeah
yeah that, like that is that not anesthetic one the Charlie bit my finger oh no it's not
no
just what's
a little
the
kid.
Oh yeah ignore that
just a little
but basically
kid
them sort of videos where they're in the car and like the kind of like people are going
Charlie
like,
bit my finger
I don't know for some reason I thought that was anesthetic I don't know
nothing not even close
ignore
that's,
that
that's like, oh god
yeah we'll do that.
And that's not being cut out.
Yeah, it was like, it was just an ordeal for her. And don't get me wrong, they were like, so we had like these translators where they were coming and they were kind of the go-betweens. But there was this kind of, there was a disparity between the lovely people who worked for the company that was there translating and helping us and somewhat brutality of the other people who like prodded and poked us so fucking many times. It was bad, wasn't it, peeps? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways.
Right. Any more?
Oh, he says the best is yet to
Can
come.
Can I tell him that?
Yeah. Oh, bloody hope so.
Right. So I wasn't going to tell you this part of the story here because it was
Well, you bloody
bad.
Better now because we need something exciting.
Oh, well, are you saying
that
the way he was
your story's
about?
Boring.
So,
come on.
When she went in, and because obviously there's no translators allowed in there, she went into the actual operating theater, and there was the light above, and it apparently had it had blood on it where they've moved it and they've had blood in the hands, and obviously it's not like a lot, but like end of the day you're kind of in this gown. Looking up at this thing, and there's this spot of blood, or like globule of blood above her.
Globule.
And then this person appears to basically give her the knockout juice, or whatever you want to call it.
Anesthesia.
And you know how if you've been knocked out before in England, it's like okay, it's gonna feel a bit weird. What I'm gonna do is gonna get you to count down from 10. You know, so go on, count down. You're all good. We're right here with you. In Turkey, they looked at her, went bye-bye, and then injected her. That's like, and Kale being Kale is like, well, my kidneys gone now, aren't they? Because, you know. But it, like, fuck me. And we reported this to them, and they're like, well, I don't think that happened. But it fucking did, because it did happen. So it's one of them things. But
you reported it?
So has she still got kidneys?
Do you have your kidneys?
But what's wrong with what they did? Bye-bye.
What about your spleen? Do you have your spleen?
I do feel like I have lost a lot of weight, so maybe it has been.
For some reason, out of all the things, she kept saying, I think they've removed my spleen. I don't know why. It was spleen every fucking time.
In her drugged up capacity, that's what she was thinking.
Yeah,
what you're saying?
I don't know. But she's so, very attached
to her spleen.
So
what? They didn't say, okay, we're going to count down from 10.
Nope.
Oh, maybe in Turkey.
Nope.
They don't
Someone appeared over her head, shoved the needle into her, and went, bye-bye.
What is
exactly
wrong with
like
that? But what is wrong with...
What do you mean, what's fucking wrong with that? Because
I mean, was there
horrifying.
A language barrier? I mean, if you start counting down in a different language, she might be
I
getting,
don't know.
Eh?
There's a certain callousness that I think may have been,
Maybe they're like just fucking with you for fun.
But
I mean,
why
if you're doing
would
that
you
job,
do
that? Why would you not? Why would you not? If I was an anesthesia, I would do the same. I would.
Maybe that's a good job that you're not.
And I'd go, I'm going to take your kidney. Bye bye. And then
what
let it fall asleep.
In the actual fuck? I'm so glad you're a truck driver. That's a good thing.
Why would you not? Would that not be the most fun thing ever? You could be in it going home and going, I scared the shit out of someone.
It's like the guy on the at the fun fair or whatever, where it's a drop, where people
yes.
drop down.
Yes.
And like, hold on a second. I forgot to put your shoulder.
Yeah.
Your shoulder is slightly different.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. There's a boat missing. Yeah, that's great.
Or like... Before people go out on the parachutes and they're like, oh no, I don't think your parachute's gone, and then they push them.
Yeah, they do it with the bungee jumpers as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh shit, you're not strapped in. I would totally do that. That would be I'd love
I think
that
it
job.
Ruins the experience. I don't think they should be able to do that. I was like, come on, can I not have a fun experience here without thinking this one time that I'm ever going to do this, the whole time,
yes.
Am I going to die? Am I going to die? Oh, I'm not dead. That bastard tricked me. I don't want to have that experience. I want to have the experience going like, oh boy, this is going to be crazy. You know what I mean? That just takes it away. I'm like, that's just wrong.
It really is. It's fucking with someone
for no good reason.
It's
an adrenaline kick, though.
It's a fear that you weren't paying for. You really are getting.
That's precisely okay. it. I mean there's an expectation in these sort of things. And to be honest with you, that's actually quite a good analogy to it. Where like there's an expectation that you are in safe hands and that person's there to kind of like in a day that person's there to make you feel safer about what you're doing, and they're literally doing the complete opposite of that. Like it's like that kind of thing of like, oh, I'm gonna die, which like there's a certain level of narcissism there of like, why would you do that? I mean, obviously Chloe's just a fucked up person, so I can kind of, you know, forgive her for that.
I would totally do that.
when I skydived with a person attached to me, and so on the way down he was struggling. He was struggling to get a shoot out because he was pulling on the cord and everything. I'm kind of looking up at him. I'm like, is everything okay? I'm like, hold on. He kept on doing it. And eventually the chute came out and we're just hanging there. I'm like, so what happened there? I'm like, fuck, the chute wouldn't come out. And I thought we were going to have to do the emergency one. I'm like, so I was kind of half thinking maybe... I don't know if that's something that he does, just to kind of fuck with people, or was
right.
it actually because it did take a little longer.
Or was it actually playing out?
Because I saw that he was struggling a lot. And I'm like, come on, let's just.
Yeah, but if it was an actual thing though, he probably would have been like, oh shit,
well,
fuck no.
Well, he did. He said, fuck, god damn it, fuck. You know, he was struggling and verbally as well. You know,
if that is the case, that's so fucked up.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown.
choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Because, like, the thing is, I bet you now, if I asked you, do you want to go and do it again? Like,
even I did it again after that.
But I bet you were, right, but I bet you were...
He's fine.
I bet there was, like, a reluctance. But basically, kind of, you didn't... There's probably part of you that didn't want to do it because of that experience.
I hear you. Yeah. I didn't get that, but I figure, like, you know what? These guys are still alive. All right? Meaning they've been doing it for years, which means that they've had 100%
the takeaway
successful.
There.
They've had 100% success in all of their jumps.
So far.
Yeah, you could be the one that goes wrong.
Yeah.
But then saying that, you could go out tomorrow and get hit by a bus. So, you know, anything could happen. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, they don't leave the bodies of the people who don't make it on the ground. So, you know, if you want to look at it like that, if the left,
the
like
the
splattered remains of
the
last
I
person
don't
who
get
didn't make it.
Is people climb Everest and they walk up there and they see people that have died all over the mountain and then they still go for it.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because they think they're different.
Why would you do that? That's so much more likely to die. Why would you go, oh, look, there's another dead person there that didn't make it?
Well, the thing
that's
is, it's a like a kind Brilliant. Of... But Everest isn't really a what you kind of imagine it to be. Everest is like, do you know them really long lines to get into, like, you know, like somewhere like really good? Like the line's fucking huge. Like for a theme park and like the line's really long. It's basically that... From the bottom of Everest to the top of it, that's essentially what it is. It's just a really long queue to get there.
And that's where people are dying.
People are likely to die.
It's at the very top is where people are dying because they're waiting for people to take selfies at the very top. And so they just can't.
Really?
Yeah. It's just at the very top, absolutely crazy long line. And people are up, you know, that's what they're doing. They're all just waiting. You know, it's just, they can't, and some people
that's
can't
so
handle
that. It's so British to be in a line waiting for that.
It really is, isn't it?
So, Tom, what else happened in Turkey?
The other thing was we got to pay for it, and I managed to get the money, but we were trying to work out how to get this money, and I figured out eventually that I could Western Union the money to myself.
Okay.
Pay which
like,
was
like a 1% fee or something.
Basically, yeah. Rather than paying the it wasn't even that because for a first time user, we got that waived. We just paid for the actual like putting it on there, basically. So it was like it cost fuck all, but we didn't know what money to get it out in, so we got it out in Turkish lira, and Turkish lira is like a crazy
that type of money.
Well, so I think £1 is like about 50 lira or 48 lira or something like that. Or it's like it's like a lot, basically. And so with the money that we got, it was like 130,000 Turkish lira. And it didn't occur to me when I transferred this of... physically how much money that is. And so the guy put down the first, like, clump. We have got a picture of this, this first, like, thing of money. And then the next right. one, and then the next one. And he just,
oh
like,
my
there's,
God.
This, there's this pile. I have, like, basically a briefcase worth of money. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, is this it? Is this everything? It's like, yep, that's it. That's everything. I'm like, and then Kale, when we got in the car afterwards, he was like, you should have counted. I'm like, I don't even know how to count this amount of money. There is so much of it. And then I said to him, like, we need something to put it in. And he just got this little black bin bag, plastic bag. And we just like shoved all this money in there. And I put it in my backpack. So I always, when I'm away, I've always got a backpack, but I'll have it on the front of me. I'd never have a backpack.
Uh-huh, yeah.
If you ever travel, have especially your backpack money, on the front. Well, exactly. So I've got this, and I'm just holding on to it. And we were supposed to go to the shops.
Not looking suspicious whatsoever.
Well, we were supposed to go to the shops, and well, I was like, I don't know what to do. Where do I put this money? I now have 130,000 lira just on me. What the fuck do I do with this? But...
And how much was that in money? Like,
so that was
money?
about
a tenner.
Three grandish, something like that. It was. It was about,
how about far would feet. That have got you out there though? If you bought other stuff, like conversion wise.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll talk about it in a second because there's two things to this actually. Because I do want to talk about the driving in other aspects because obviously I want to talk about because there's the last part of this is I want to talk about the trucks out there. Considering this is a trucking podcast, I feel like I need to at some point.
Oh, are we? I thought this
yeah,
was
yeah,
a Tom,
yeah. Do you
Tom
remember this? Well, fucking feels like it this week. But when we went to go and pay for it, it's on his basement, and she's like, the first person goes in with like a few, like put some money on the desk, and then she's got like euros. And I was like, oh, we're paying with Turkish lists. I wish I'd just gone with euros. And she goes, yeah. She says to me and says like, okay, have you got gone? And I'm like, I get to do the thing. So I was like, so I said, here's your money and just dump the whole bag. And so it just all falls onto the desk, all these massive wads of money. I was like, I got to do that in first time in my life. I got to dump.
And she didn't understand
a
word you said.
I don't really care. No, she you didn't, but I don't really care. I got to dump a load of money, a bag full of money onto a desk and
do you
like,
think you were the first person to do that as well?
I don't care. Again, I
or
hope
she's
so.
She's probably had it every time. Yeah. Going,
the fact that you could have paid in euros is crazy.
Yeah. Well, why you could have paid in pounds.
Why didn't you?
Oh, what? So you
I
just got
know
out
this.
All that?
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, anyways. But
anyway, to be fair, that sounds more exciting given a big wad of money.
Oh, it's fucking so good.
I would have found that cool.
So some things were very, very expensive. I got so my car cost me a lot of money when I bought it because it was at the height of COVID. So it was about £10,000. I got a Ford C-Max 16 plate. When I got it, I had 50,000 miles on it. And I was speaking to someone out there. And he got his round about the same sort of time. So mine was 10 grand for a C-Max. And it was kind of the nicer version, titanium, all of that sort of thing. And diesel. He got a Seat Ibiza. So slightly smaller car. Again, sort of a kind of like the nicer version of it. Again, 16 plates, 50,000 miles on it when he bought it, secondhand, all of that sort of thing. So kind of fairly similar, and that
similar,
was
but a completely different car. But
his was 20,000 equivalent, £20,000.
But yours is a Ford.
Well, I know, but it's more a kind of like as close as equivalent, like for like. Because mine's slightly bigger than his, but it's slightly smaller. But it just kind of shows like how much more some of the imported cars are now. Stuff like your vegetables and stuff like that, obviously they're like dirt cheap in comparison. So you're paying like fuck all for it. I think like a bottle of like bottles of water were like 20p or something like that equivalent for like a massive bottle of water. And so like
because it's just out of the tap.
Well, it is, but like I don't know, it's what, but like equivalent stuff like that. But then we went to McDonald's. Because I didn't really know where I was supposed to go to eat.
Yeah,
and McDonald's
in every country. Though,
well, this is
honest.
It. Yeah, you do. So that was like That was like 12 quid for like, and they did supersize there as well, which I was quite excited about.
Did you get it?
But I did. But with a supersize, you also got a pudding with it as well. And I got a fucking churro.
What, like a pie?
No. A churro, but it was like the kind of, it was so fucking good. And it had like caramel dipping sauce with it. Oh,
why don't they have that here? Because they do that at Taco Bell. That is good.
Do they? No, I've not. And it's fucking amazing. They do them at Taco Bell. It was so fucking good.
So good.
Oh, so good.
I want McDonald's churros then.
But driving in Turkey. So this was kind of like...
Okay.
This was... All of this other one was really kind of to talk about. It's like... It was very strange seeing... I didn't see a single Volvo out there. I saw a few Mercedes...
What, lorries?
Yeah. Right. Didn't see.
He did say 15 minutes ago he was going to talk about trucks.
Yeah, I know. I did. Yeah. Like no DAFs at all. What everyone was driving was Ford. Every single
lorry
truck.
Lorry Ford.
Every single truck was a lorry. It was a Ford lorry, and it was like they had 6-wheelers and 8-wheelers. And honest to God, like you should have seen. Like, some people know. Where I work, sometimes we may run a little bit heavier than we should do. You know, it's one of them things. This was on another scale. Like there were 6-wheelers that must have been going around with 40 tons, like total weight
of
40 tons.
For you,
and how could you tell they weighed so much?
Because with the mass of it and what they were carrying, you can just eyeball it. You just kind of
you know
what they've got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can just see like the amount of weight on them.
But have they got any rules out there?
Well, I don't know. It feels like some places there was rules, some places there was just wasn't fucking any rules. Like the roundabouts were crazy. Like there was just no logic to the roundabouts in this.
Or were you going in the wrong direction and everyone else was going correct?
Well, it wasn't that. So, like, once you're roundabout, you get on it, and once you're on it, you've got kind of right of way, you go wherever you need to. But on there, on some of the roundabouts, you have to stop halfway, like midway through the roundabout, and let people go in front of you. But then some of them you don't. And there seems to be no kind of like set rules as to which ones that is. It's just fucking just figure it out for yourself. Crack on, son. And then you have to be very, very aggressive, right, with getting into places. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear my cat, by the way. Apps are going fucking nuts in the background.
No,
he's about to get sprayed in the
face. Don't know what you're talking
about. But there you go. That was my adventures in Turkey. And
well, I just feel like... maybe next time fork out the money, just and then do it in England.
You know, well, the thing is, though, again, the same thing. You're talking.
How long were you there for?
Oh, we were there for a week.
Okay.
It's about saving money. You know what I mean? As in, like,
I will say though, just quickly though, can I tell them? Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, I think you should now. No. You can't.
Yeah.
Can't not tell us.
So it was 2 and a bit weeks ago, and you've lost 34 pounds, which is about 15 kilos.
Get on.
I don't know what that is. Can you know what that is? Do you, David? Do you know that translated into anything else?
I don't know. Ounces. No, but
how much
I
does
understand.
It cost overall,
I understand exactly,
then?
Right? If you can. Yeah.
Save a bit of
save a lot of money. And like right now, I'm doing renovations on a house, right? So if I was to price that out by having someone else, a professional, do it, what would cost me $1,000 would be like $5,000 if someone else
holiday,
was to do it.
That's not fun. Yeah.
The what?
With a holiday, that's not a holiday.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I mean,
but there's a lot of work, and it's a lot. Isn't like it's a huge headache for me to do
a
all
lot
this.
Of hassle. Yeah.
I'm learning as I go. Like right now, I'm doing the cabinets, but I want to do a really as professional looking as possible. You know, so I'm sanding everything, and I bought a paint sprayer and everything. I even have a kill room. A kill room,
set up.
Kill room? What, are you going to be a murderer?
Where there's plastic.
Green full deck.
Plastic everywhere. Going on it.
You know what I mean? And that way I can spray without destroying stuff, you know? But which is kind of cool.
Spray blood.
You know, but...
So what you're saying is, like, you should try and do some of the stuff yourself. Like,
well, yeah, you should have done that route
so right,
yourself.
Well, so if I'd taken a stomach out, and then let the other people kind of like finish off the work, that would have saved
well,
some money.
Well, you learned now, so you got to blow her up first. So you can start doing that.
It's something about DIY, and to save money, you should do some of the work yourself. So we should have, like, what we'll do is next time, I'll kind of cut into you and kind of like do all the incisions. Let the guy come in afterwards. And I think that'll probably, because we could probably save a grand off that, like, which would be great.
You could save a lot of money. Yeah.
Thanks,
DIY.
I had to make that joke. Poor David. It was just there.
I didn't speak for half an hour. And
sorry. Go on. Sorry. I feel like I'm so used to talking now. I feel like I've just filled like fucking half an hour or something.
I think it's a good comparison that you went through a huge headache. Getting flights, getting a hotel, eating the worst meals as possible, and all that thing. But you actually saved yourself. You probably saved yourself what, $6,000 altogether. It was 10?
No.
Probably more.
Yeah.
Probably
more. Between the both of you guys. Because of the operations and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
See, that's worth the headache. Let's be honest.
I can kind of compare it. It is a headache, but then when I look at it, I'm like, okay, the amount of money I'm actually saving is crazy. It's and I get it. To have a bunch of extra tools now, you know? So I've got
that's
a ton of more tools.
That's very true, yeah.
I love tools, you know. because a bit. What
and then
I'm doing...
when your next project, you know what you're doing now.
Exactly, you know. Exactly.
The more you do, the more you learn, the more you can get done, and save yourself a shit ton of money in the future.
I have outside on my driveway. I have a 10x10 canopy that is covered. There's just plastic everywhere, but I kind of ran out of plastic, and I just put a regular drop cloth for painting at the very bottom. But it started raining, and it started leaking, the water leaked into the paint, and then the paint started going into the driveway. So this morning I had to pressure wash or power wash the driveway because there was paint all over it because I kind of screwed up. But hey, I learned that don't put plastic. It's just that the thing is, if there's plastic on the ground and you're, because I'm spraying, all right, there's a lot of spray. Half the paint goes on the product and half the paint goes off, you know, and lands on the ground and on the walls and all that, you know. But on the plastic, it's very wet. So there's wet paint. So you're walking on the wet paint, and then you're walking out to put the cupboards or the baseboards or whatever outside. So I just footprints everywhere. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what do I do? But anyway, I'm still trying to figure that out. But
I'm trying to save money with my car at the moment because it's due a service.
Nice one.
It definitely needs a service, and I've got a mate that's got a garage that's going to help me.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to turn up with all the tools. It also needs a wheel bearing because it's making a little bit of noise in one of the wheel bearings. So while I'm doing it, I'm going to get him to be there to supervise, but I'm going to do it myself.
That's
save
awesome.
Myself a shed ton of money.
A lot of YouTube videos. Now, what I did,
he's there to tell me, so it's fine.
My car wouldn't start. All right, so I took it in to the, into the garage, and they said, I spent $200 for them to tell me that it's going to cost $1,000 to get the starter replaced. I'm like, holy crap. No, thank you. I'll get it somewhere else because that's going
to
be like
a starter motor replaced.
A starter motor, yeah. So basically, Honda. They're going to be using a Honda part, you know, a genuine Honda part, and you know, so like, you know what? Screw it. I'll do it myself. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos. It took me with the YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff. Probably took me around 4 hours to do. You know, but because there was
totally
a lot of,
it.
But I did it. I was so fucking proud of myself. You know what I mean? I got the part for $300.
And how much money did you save yourself?
So I think I saved myself $650. Whew. You know, and I got a couple
totally
of extra tools
it.
As well. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I learned something as well. You know what I mean? As in like, is that what a starter is? You know what I mean? The biggest headache is the first time you do something. It's because now I know where the bolts are. Now I know how to, because sometimes you don't have the leverage, the lever, you don't have the area to get that second crank or on the adjustable wrench where I only have like 5 degrees of moving where you need 6. And it's just kind of, so I wasn't able, you know, it was just a fun
awesome thing I did in the 4 weeks that we haven't been up.
Hell
on
yeah.
Here.
The thing is, yeah. For me, because we only have like, because we're up here and we're kind of like alone as such, we don't have anyone that can, it's something that I would kind of, I'd like to do. Like I need two new springs in the front of my car. And ooh, it's something that
you need some tools for that.
Well, this is it, and it's something that I'm sure that if I put my mind to it and I actually did it all, I could probably kind of eventually get there with it.
Yeah.
But if I fuck that up, I mean, such big trouble.
You get proper hose springs.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like
I did have to borrow the tools.
Oh, Phil's got the tools. Phil will help you.
I have a friend who lives a mile away. He used to be a professional mechanic. He had a ton of tools that I was able to borrow as well. So that was handy as well. So if I get to give those
thing,
back.
That's the thing, isn't it? Having the tools you need on hand to do the actual job and attempt it.
I think the biggest issue is, though, with that sort of thing, the biggest tool is me for this sort of thing. I am the tool, and it makes me very nervous that I could break this thing that is essential to our existence.
I need this for my life. Yeah, absolutely. That is the worry.
I don't know. A lot of the times I learn best by making mistakes.
Completely. Yeah.
Like, I bought this paint sprayer. All right, and I followed I looked at all the instructions. I went through a ton of times, because it's an expensive mistake if you screw up, and because the paint is not cheap, you know what I mean. So I was like, and I'm just, it says do this. And I'm like, but why? Why do that though? I want to know. give me better explanations, you know. So you know what? Screw it. Fuck it. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm just gonna do it. And then I made all the mistakes. I sprayed in my face. I got paint where it wasn't supposed to. You know, it was just, I made all
the
mistakes.
What are you putting
it? Yeah, what are you doing?
Shoving it up my ass. It turns out that wasn't a great idea.
That's what the do not do. All right, why not?
You know, I got paint splatters where it wasn't, you know, it didn't look great at the start. But anyway, it was just more like, oh, wait, that's why you do that. Yeah, that's why, okay. It's just that the instructions were, just do our way. You know what I mean? But why?
Yeah.
I need to know every single instruction. I just wanted to know why, and that's what really annoyed me about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? As like, so I just said, I made mistakes, and now I understand how.
So I'm like you, where, and I've had it before, where like other places, like where I fucked up at work. And I'm like, I'm trying to ask questions about it. And they're just like, they're just getting quite irate with me by the fact I'm asking more questions. Like, but to me, just saying, no, you can't do this, that's not enough.
You need to understand why.
My brain needs to have like a, don't do this or this could happen.
Yeah.
And even then, sometimes I like to make sure and just double check. And
But it's the same. I've been training we've not been on podcast for a few weeks, actually. I've been training new Roro driver, and she's nailed it. But it's the same thing as training. You've got to tell them do's and don'ts, but then you've got to explain why not to do something and what can happen. And then you've also got to let them make the mistakes themselves while you're there. So you can say, well, this is why you don't do that. There you go. It's exactly why you don't do that. Because this happens. It's, you know, just to bring it back around to trucks again, you know. It's a true story.
I liked it. It was good. Like, I think especially with stuff like Roros, I mean, like for them sort of things, you do need to have, you do need to see the mistakes. You need to kind of, like, and it is good, like.
And like, explaining the mistakes that you've done as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah,
it's just I feel like someone who's made a ton of mistakes can teach a lot better than someone who's always done everything right.
So she went out on her own, right, in my lorry. I was in a demonstrator, and she did make the one mistake I did say about, easy to do. She basically started lifting the bin off with the sheet on, so it pulled the sheet away and damaged a bit of the metal bracket. Anyway, it's fine. She stopped. She realised. I was like, that's exactly why you don't do it, as I explained. But now you know. You're never going to do that again. She's like, fuck no, I'm never going to do that again. Anyway, all was good. All got fixed. And then I always told her, be careful of trees as well. Because your room is quite tall. You all right there, Tom?
I know where this is going.
And what did I do the other day? After explaining why you should stay clear of trees, is so I was driving. We had a busy day, so I was trying to get done, and I was taking a shortcut down a little country lane.
It's all the hallmarks. You know when we tell a story, this has got all
this
the.
This is why you don't do
got,
this.
It's got this. Yeah. It's got the narrow lane. It's got that I was in a rush.
It was. I was in a rush. I went down the shortcut. I was like, I'll go the back way because the other way is going to be full of traffic. I'm going the back way because fuck it. You know, I need to get on.
Hashtag send it.
Trees, you know when trees kind of like sit out in the road a little bit, overhang a little bit. Big ass tree trunks, by the way. Bear in mind, you know when I take these giant containers that are wider than my lorry, this is one of the lanes I have to take them up. And I'm super careful and avoid all these trees and I'm impeccable, you know, and make it through. The one fucking time I race it through in a row with a fucking 40 on, I twat a tree. Not just twatted it, full on smacked it with the top of this 40-yard row where my sheet was. And I thought, oh yeah, I've just hit another tree. I've done that before, you know.
Oh, so you didn't realise how bad this was?
I didn't realise how bad it was. Because the thing is, when the row-rows, you've got a row on, they're tall, right? They are tall. If you've had rain, you hit branches, overhanging trees. Mm. It happens because your bin is so tall. You know, the amount of times I've tree trunks I have hit, we've all done it. All our railroad drivers have done it. We all talk about it and have a little giggle like, oh, yeah, I twatted that tree. So I literally just was like, oh, yeah. My mate rang me up and I was like, oh, yeah, I just twatted a tree. Hilarious. Got back to the yard. I full on broke my sheet. Like completely ripped it apart. Not just hit it, full on destroyed it. And I thought it was fine. I thought I'd be all right. It was just the bin. No, I really broke.
That's fucking. I will say that's one thing I've not really had a lot of experience with. I've done some like crazy long loads. I've done wide loads, but I've not done many like tall loads where like you're having to watch out above you. Like it's not. But
shouldn't that be natural for you? Every time you walk around, you're always walking around. It should be like second nature.
Yeah, you should be used to that. But amazing.
I'll allow it this one time. Yeah, no, it's not something I've got a lot of. I mean, because I will say I was watching something in America, like in America, a video of like he'd had like got some big machine on, and he was driving down this street, and he caught, and it was clearly an electrical wire, and you could hear it as he hit, and you could hear it crack, and I'm like,
scary,
but how are you allowing the cables to hang down this low? This
is like, that's an issue, surely.
Like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know.
They should be to a certain height, though, shouldn't they?
They are at a certain
height. Under.
You know, but I don't know. It's just I don't know. I'm not going to defend America. Fuck it.
it's indefensible at the moment.
I have nothing. So so the moral of the story is I got back. It made her feel better, though. I said, you know that tiny bit of damage that like took 2 seconds to fix? And she's like, yeah. I was like, have a look at my truck.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, that's why you want to watch out for trees.
I mean,
the annoying thing is I've avoided the trees for so long and I'm so careful and I don't do damage.
But you could have come back and you could have been like, so I said, I've done this to teach you a lesson, to show you why you shouldn't do it. I mean, I didn't want to do this, but I just thought, you know what, it's best that I show you.
It's best and that way, it happens. Yeah. Well, I went straight into my boss and I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I said, I twatted a tree. He's like, what do you mean you hit a tree? I was like, I hit a tree. He's like, I'll be all right. He looked at the camera. He went, it doesn't look that bad. I was like, I think you want to come and look at it. He's like, oh, okay. And he came out and he went, oh, yeah, you really did hit a tree, didn't you? I was like, yeah, sorry. I'm really sorry. I am really. Honestly, I was on the verge of crying. I was like,
you really? Oh, bless you.
Because the thing that winds me up is I'm so careful normally. And I drive like a grandma and I'm proud of it. And it was just, I was taking a shortcut, I was avoiding cars, and I just lost a little bit of concentration.
It takes a second, doesn't it?
I mean, at least it was a tree. It wasn't anything bad, you know. Yeah, not anyone else's car or anything like that. I was very careful of that. It was just that tiny lapse of concentration on, like, not looking ahead up what's above me, when I normally would.
Yeah.
And I just thought I was fine. And I just, I've done that road so many times. It's a bit of complacency. And I'm just really annoyed that I've done damage, you know? Really frustrated me.
This is, I know, because I haven't really been truck driving in a long time, I did something that I know my company would like me to say out loud, but there was, I was going to
this
the
is
yard.
Recently?
All right, the drop yard.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. Long time ago. I just figured, you know, just, there was this newer enough driver. He's only been driving a couple of months, and he happened to be in front of me going to the exact same place, just dropping off a trailer. This is where I used to go every single day.
So this is kind of like a long-distance convoy. Is this like a kind of like you're going around the corner?
No, this is just we just happened to. We're going to our drop yard. Now, when we go into the drop yard, as soon as you go through the gates, you make an immediate left. All right, and there is a yellow pole, and he started turning. He turned way too soon, and he hit the yellow pole, and he did a little damage to the trailer. And the yellow pole was fine. And then he saw what he did. He reversed. Then he drove a little more straight. And then
he fixed it. Yeah.
He backed it up. And then I went over to him. All right. And I said, oh yeah. I'm like, so here's what I'm going to tell you. All right. Now I'm going to talk very carefully right now. Okay. All right. So what you'll understand what I'm saying. All right. The damage that you did right now. All right. Most people never reported. I just before you, because he was talking about like, oh, I gotta have to tell my boss. I'm just letting you know. Yes, I am a witness, and you should report this. All right, as I'm shaking my head, but I'm just saying, but just remember, you did this. All right, and there's no need for this record to be on your thing, right? Because there's nothing worse than having witness. And I am the only witness. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to give him some advice, but it's like just most people wouldn't report this, even because I see damaged trailers like this all the time, and nobody's reporting it and all that kind of stuff. I just want you to be clear, right? That you will never do this again, correct? Even though you are going to report it, you know, wink, wink. And it was something along like that and everything, you know what I mean? As in, like, there's no damage. All the damage, you couldn't even tell that there's damage done to the pole because 200 trucks have already done that in the last week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's just...
It's just one of those regular
the trailer's
ones,
still drivable, you know. But again, it was just more of like, just remember that you did this, all right? And remember that you got lucky. And because having a ding on your record is a huge thing, all right? It could prevent you from getting another job.
Really?
It could take away your safety bonus.
What, like,
really?
It goes on record you have enough, for if other you have jobs? Enough of them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything you do gets reported to, I can't remember what the company's called, but there's one company in America that keeps track of all accidents on
jobs. Seriously?
So, like, when I went to work for the company that I went for, they asked me if I had any accidents, and I just said, I had one. You know what I mean? And so blah, 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 and everything. All right, David, can you come in here? Okay, so it's showing here that you had 4 accidents. And I'm like, but I didn't, you know, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, yeah, okay, can you explain them to me? And like, well, this is the reason I did this. This is with this. This is with this. Whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. All right. Could you step outside, please? And we'll let you know after we have a little discussion about it and everything. And you won't come out. Okay. You have to promise no accidents. Seriously. I went out on a limb for you today. Like,
why do they record them though? That... Like, because obviously we have it on insurance and things. It affects your insurance, but it's not recorded like when you move on.
Yeah, no, it gets recorded. Everything is just so your companies know that, you know, that
you're accident prone or you're safe.
Yeah, yeah, or yeah, you know, like I did, you know, like I explained them, and to be honest with you, like I would hire me.
There would be a lot less accidents, let's be honest, because if you're doing a lot of damage all the time, you're not going to get a job. So if you're going to extra careful, then you're going to have less accidents. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be better off, surely, because you're going to be like, well, my future's at stake.
I'll be honest, this has broken me. I can't believe it. That there's this. This is crazy.
And yeah, well, you can't just have a bunch of accidents and move on to the next company.
Yeah, you can.
You know?
Yeah, you definitely can.
You definitely can.
You definitely 100%
oh, really?
Can. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I told a lawyer at the other company that's why I moved on. I said, literally, how you can do it?
We've got a lad that's like, he's done fucking so much. You think what I've done here is bad? All I've done is I flooded a truck and like I did mildly blow up a truck as well, but we don't talk about that one there because it wasn't technically my fault out there. It was going to blow up whoever drove it. It just happened to me.
Yeah, go on, move on, yeah.
But But he planted, he was going too fast through a corner, and it was coming out the corner, and someone was stopped, and so he's slammed on and has just gone into the back of this truck and like crumpled like the whole front of the truck, he drove it back as well.
Wow.
And he's got a job. He was telling us this story during the CPC course, and he did this impression of the boss that was so good. I had like a visceral reaction to it. Like I had a genuine, like it made my heart like skip. It was that fucking good. It was because my boss, when he shouts at people, he's got this thing. He uses his hand. It's like a drill instructor. Like he's like, you've been driving that fucking truck too fast, and I fucking told you before. You're driving it far too fucking fast. And yeah, so it was just fucking, just the way he did it was so fucking, like it was so on point. But then he also like he did 10 grand worth of damage in someone's wall. Like took like part of someone's house down or something like that, and fucking did loads of stuff. Like it was at one point he had 3 different trucks that were all broken by him in a week. Like you can't get fired from here. But again, like if he got fired, well he needs to be able to go to someone else, because otherwise he's going to lose. He's not going to have a fairness though. Maybe now that I'm saying it out loud, maybe it is a good thing to do something like that.
So you can honestly have it on your record, David. You honestly have it on your record. Does it disappear?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does
how it long disappear? It I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't. Yeah. Because I've been with the same company forever, so I never really had to worry about it. You know. But yeah. Again, that's just what they do. Every accident gets reported to a company that all the other trucking companies are have a membership of as well. And
Wow.
So there you go.
We lose our bonus if we have accidents. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
I didn't lose my bonus. I did quite a bit of damage to that truck that I blew. Well, not the one that I blew up. That was going to blow up anyways, that one. Although that one, you know, annoyingly though, that's the one that keeps getting fucking mentioned. The one that blew up, I digress.
Yeah, but you blew up a truck. You're in it. It's your fault.
So when you go to another company for, like, since I've known you, what, 3 years, I feel, you've had like six different jobs.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, I bet it'll be about that, yeah.
Do you let them know of all the accidents
that
you've
had? Fuck.
No, you don't tell them anything.
So you say, I've never got a speeding Well, they could probably check if you had a speeding ticket. Have you had any speeding tickets?
Out
of curiosity.
So technically, I've been caught speeding twice in the past, like since I got my license. But so the first time you get caught, you can you do a speed awareness course.
Yeah.
And if you do that, then it doesn't get logged anywhere. It doesn't get kind of like, it's just forgotten about. You've done the speed.
After 3 years, it's off your system, isn't it? And you can have another
one. It is.
Yeah.
So after 3 years, I got another speeding thing and had to do another speed awareness course. But again, it's not any logged. So technically, I've been caught speeding twice. Yeah. But neither time it's actually on any system. So mine's basically completely clear.
Clean license, isn't it?
Don't get me wrong. If they downloaded my car and checked the other speeds, there may be a couple of things on there. Possibly. Allegedly. If you're watching this photo, don't look at my car. It's fine.
Yeah, he doesn't run overweight. No problems. Nothing.
How about you? Have you had any speeding tickets, Chloe?
I had one over 3 years ago now. I had a speed awareness course.
So it's gone now.
Gone from the system. So
you can,
free
you can
to
do
speed.
Another one.
Yeah. I honestly thought I had one the other day.
And you guys have points. I think we have a point system over here as well. I don't know anything about it because I've never gotten a speeding ticket. But you guys have points systems, don't you? If you get like a...
You can have a criminal record over there, can't you, for speeding?
It depends on, if you go over a certain amount of miles an hour, it becomes a little more hard.
It's basically like that right now. Different things can get you a different number of points. Like speeding, I think, is like 3 points, isn't it? I think you can get like 3 points for not wearing your seatbelt.
Yeah.
And
it's like on your mobile phone, isn't
it? If you're on your mobile phone, you get shot in the street.
Even on the motorway.
Oh yeah. They'd rather you crash and die. It'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah. They've got snipers on the on the bridges.
Yeah. Yeah. If you crash and it explode, then that's one less person on a mobile phone. Sorted.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
I don't know. I speed, no more than most people. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just I don't get pulled over.
Jokes aside, I don't like it's very. So there's sometimes when like I'll let it kind of roll down hills, but on this job here, I don't speed on this job.
The simple reason
is I'm paid by the hour. I couldn't give a fuck.
Exactly. I love getting paid by the hour. It's awesome.
I'll get there when I get there.
It's not like, worth speeding. You know, you don't get any faster anywhere. That's the other thing.
There's a delay on site. Well, fucking. It seems like it's not my issue that.
I had an Ed and Laurie the other day come absolutely flying past me and cutting up in front of me and all sorts. He was driving. He might have been a tipper driver. Anyway, he got ahead of me and then we got down to the very bottom of the road. To the next set of traffic lights, and I pulled up next to him. And I was like, well done, mate. You know, that was really, really good. You did really well then. I'm so proud of you. And then I just overtook him because I was in the other lane and there was a car in front of him. I was like, you fucking dickhead. What the fuck? So, it's just not worth it. You don't go anywhere from speeding at all. You just get stressed, if anything. Or hit trees.
So we had... There's a guy that works for us, and like... He likes to kind of show other people up. I won't go too much into it, but he likes to show other people up, and he likes to kind of show. I can do this many runs, and so we're doing this run to Carlisle, and we were kind of getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And me and Brian, like we were on the phone to each other, and like it doesn't really occur to you at the time. But like we're sat there going, this fucking dickhead's doing 40 miles an hour down here. It's fucking dickhead, this and that and the other. And I'm getting very aggravated about the drivers around us.
Yeah.
And it was only afterwards that we were like, oh, fuck. It's just making us more and more stressed. We don't need this. This is like, this is not what's needed.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather just be eco-driving and just set it at 50 miles an hour and do well like that.
Someone pulls in front of you just go, meh.
I could not give a fuck unless it's something where it's like if the hazard lights do that flashing thing, to kind of like alert
drivers.
I've
discovered DAFs do.
Oh, do Volvos not do that?
Fucking DAFs. I don't know, but I only had to emergency brake in my DAF. The DAF.
Oh right, okay, yeah, and it comes. But be honest, you feel like a bit of a dickhead if you do it, and it's.
Why are you doing flashy lights, you weirdo? And then, you put up to the lights and you're like, for fuck's sake, why the fuck have you done that? People think I'm a tosser now.
I did it in my Mercedes, and I was coming to this corner, and I kind of like slammed my brakes on coming into the corner, and like it did that thing where it was coming up doing the emergency braking thing. I was like, maybe I'm going a bit too quick into this corner. Oops, I look like a bit of a dickhead to the people behind me.
So I've had a I've had a DAF. The last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The dreaded DAF with mirror cams, which I thought were pretty cool.
I like the mirror cams. Yeah.
I really enjoyed them. David, do you have mirror cams over there yet?
Never. I don't think that anybody will ever accept those. No, that's
have you,
never going to happen.
Have you seen that Bruce Willis guy, YouTube over your way, try to bring in Scanias into America?
Excuse me?
Have you seen that guy on YouTube?
Bruce Willis is trying to bring Scanias to America. That's an outrageous statement.
Bruce Willis guy or actual
Not
Bruce
actual
Willis?
Bruce Willis.
Well, I
think
think
he's
him
a
because
YouTuber.
He's got dementia.
I'm pretty sure he's called Bruce Willis. Okay. And he's bought a Scania and he's
he
been
sees
around
Scanias
America.
Everywhere.
He's been around America with it.
No. Never heard of him.
No, you should Google him. You should go and look at a Scania, David.
I should?
Yeah.
I probably won't.
I mean, theoretically... You're about to get a lot of the parts out there because a lot of the parts, is it Kenworth? Is that who Scania is out there?
I think it's Kenworth. I don't think they're a thing out there at all. That's why he's doing it.
No. As in like Scania Group makes a truck.
Oh, do they actually make a truck?
So International, I think is it. They're Mercedes Benz.
International.
And. Okay. There's, I'm trying to think who, Daffa Packard. Yeah, but that's not. I think it, I'm sure it's either Mac or it's Kenworth, and I can't think which one it is.
So in the chat, Daffa Packard. I don't know what scan you're.
I've never heard of Packard.
But yeah, I'm having an orgasm in the chat, by the way. He says, yep, they are. He's touring around the USA with a 770 Scania. Yeah, it's a V8, isn't it, he's got over there? Honestly, you should check it out. It's quite cool.
Yeah, I probably won't. I'm sorry.
We should go and check out the truck, though, David. I think you should check it out. I think you'd like the truck.
For all I know, I might have seen it. I remember one time in Southern California, I'm on the freeway, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck? Did I just see a European truck? Like, it was really? Proper European, you know what I mean? Yeah, as in like this, as in like, how do they get away?
That's it. It's the rules and regulations, you know what I mean? Isn't it? On what, whether they can run with it.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was just, but again, it was on the freeway, so I saw it for like a good 2 seconds, you know what I mean? As in like, definitely a European truck and no trailer on it, though. So it was bobtailing. And so I was just curious. Like,
so he's. Like, he's trying to, he's speaking to Scania and to the whole rules and regulations out there to see about bringing them actually over as a proper truck. Is it DOT? Is it rules and regulations?
Well, there's no need. They're uncomfortable compared to an American
truck.
Are
they though? Have you sat in one? Because if you watch all the videos.
Well, no, the amount of room that you have.
Yeah, I get that.
You could have the worst truck in America, which you have way more room in than anything in
Europe. Yeah, so I'll agree to that. But like for like, I think for like a short medium
like
range,
I think they are very good.
Like especially for like doing stuff where you're kind of having to go in and out of like tighter areas.
Yeah.
Like they are phenomenal.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the smaller truck does that too over here.
They do, like, the fact reality is that they have a specific need, and they do, like, they do a certain job, and they do it very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. They do.
Should we wrap it up at that point there? Because it's...
Yeah, we might as well.
Maybe.
I can smell tea, and it smells a lot.
I probably will.
You've got a cup of tea, or tea?
What? Not a cup of tea, but actual like food.
Yeah, I've not eaten
tasty food, but yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? But we shall see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Podcast manager and editor is David. This is going to be quite hard for me because of the laughing in the background. I don't know if that's going to get pumped into this whole thing, but that's happening. Hosts this week are, of course, David, because we know he's listed on everything. Myself and Chloe.
Yep.
That's all we get from that. Okay, fair enough. Cool. That's cool. thank you so much for our Patreons who support us. You guys are absolutely fucking amazing. We've got our mega supporters who are our like major like superstars. We have I'm having an orgasm. That's not I'm just having that. I am, but there's also a person as well. We've got Jack Goodwin, John Brown, Justin Reaney, Miller, Phil Starkey, Esh My D, Stephen Patterson, Timo, and Truck and Nozza, you fucking legends. Don't know why I'm swearing so much in this. We're just going with it though. And we've also got our tier 3 people, which is actually the second tier, but I don't know why it says tier 3 on here. But then the tier 2 is the lower one. I don't get that. Anyways, we've got Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees, and we've also got Danny Flynn, the Huanking Master. Thank you. You can go and check us out on social media and stuff like that, but we shall see you next time, I think.